League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Great friend now joining the show here. You know him from Major League Soccer as a goalkeeper, also played in the Argentine First Division. He's currently the assistant coach of Atlanta United in Major League Soccer. Before I bring him on, I'm just going to tell you a quick little story here. When we had our pediatric cancer clinics going on, oh, this might have been 5-6 years ago, Dario Sala, who was then with FC Dallas, got in a car, drove 5 hours, got out of the car in a tracksuit, worked with the kids, got back in the car, and drove back to Dallas, something I have never forgotten. He is Dario Sala. He is the assistant coach for Atlanta United under Tata Martino. He joins us now. Dario, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And yes, of course, I remember at the time that we do the clinic. Hopefully we can do it again. And if I have to fly from Atlanta, we'll do. You know that.
This time we're going to pay for you to come in, though. This time we'll pay for you. All right, well, we'll work on that. But right now, Atlanta United's got big things going on. This is a club that really has redefined a lot of levels of Major League Soccer. And after you've played at FC Dallas, I mean, even for you, this has to be something incredible that you're experiencing both on and off the field with this type of attention in this market.
Oh, it's incredible what I've been living the last two and a half years since we signed with Atlanta United, because we didn't know what to expect. Actually, when we came with Tata to visit the stadium, it was in the middle of construction. We went to see a training facility, how it's going to look like. And we were really uncertain about what we're living right now. It's just something that been playing in MLS and for FC Dallas, a great organization. I remember those years, and we were growing in the soccer community, but what's going on in Atlanta is just amazing. It's just at the NFL level. The players are really involved with the community. They're pretty celebrities here, the players. And having attendance record every single game, or this year I think regular season was around 900,000 people watch our games. It's incredible the support. It was incredible the organization, and it was the right coaching to bring with Tata.
Dario Sala joining us now, the assistant coach of Atlanta United, was a great goalkeeper in his playing career. All right, so we talk about inspirational leaders. You have to be inspiring if you're a manager. Tell me what it is about Tata Martino that gets the most out of these players, and tell us about him as an inspirational leader, Dario.
Well, Tata is, his reputation, of course, is well known around the world as a coach. What I can give you is a little more inside information in terms of how he is as a person. He makes everybody feel important. He's a very likable person, a great leader, a leader from the, not from the criticism, no, correcting mistakes on the field. He's just a thinker, you know. He likes to come back in the halftime, make some adjustments, keep the whole locker room calm. During the week, it's a person who is very well organized, coaching staff, is pretty demanding on the job, which is very competitive. All our coaching staff are extremely competitive. We want to win every single match. We want to win every single tournament that we're playing. And that keeps us that great motivation, and we translate that to the players. I think the player got the message, and does show our performance, right?
Yeah, no question about it. Dario Sala joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And you've also told me, Dario, that Tata Martino is very inclusive to you guys as a staff. you know, you told me you guys barbecue, you talk about the game constantly. Can you take us into that a little bit?
Yeah, and basically two nights before the game, we normally eat our barbecue, Argentinian barbecue. We get together. We all live together pretty much in the same apartment complex. It's like a little community, little Argentinian community there. But he's very inclusive in every aspect, not only watching games all together, but also if you have an idea, a drill, any input that you can bring to the table, he's always open to listen. And I think it's a sign of a great leadership.
Dario Sala joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Now, look, you guys, next weekend is a huge weekend. It's decision day. You guys are tied on points with Toronto FC. If you were to win that game, you'll set a record for the most points ever. New York can't catch you. Yet, New York is only 1 point behind you. It's an unbelievable finish. You have to go to Toronto FC. And I'm thinking about this, and you've also got real challenges right now because swirling around you as a big club with players that are desirable, with a manager that's desirable, there are these rumors with Tata Martino, some people trying to confirm him going to Mexico, Miguel Almiron moving on to Europe. How is this all being managed? Because this is what happens to big clubs, I guess, around the world, isn't it?
It is a tough time. Even though that we are number one, we depend or we can manage our own destiny winning in Toronto and also achieve the goals that we tried to achieve from the very beginning since we signed 2 years ago. It is a tough time because the contract of some of the players, looking into the future, you know that it's not easy to keep some of the best players on the team, and it's a challenge for every single team. What really matters is how the team policy was. You know, everyone is from the silence. We just listen rumors. We just listen to news. We read. But within the group of coaching staff, it's like we directly don't talk about it. We just go step by step. Nobody want to bring it up. Like, oh, I don't even want to bring it up. Like, hey, Tata, what are you going to be doing? Let me know. I need to make some plans. But it's like we're so focused in the next few weeks. And because it's a work of 24 months. And I think the direction of all the attention is all about how we get the number one there, how we get into the playoffs. Well, thank God we achieve also we clinched the CONCACAF Championship spot last game. It's another goal that we were trying to achieve from the very beginning. But yeah, like responding to your question, we hear and we read all the news, but within the group of the coaching staff, we basically don't talk about it.
Dario, but is this kind of the new MLS now? I mean, you guys have raised the bar. Atlanta United has raised the bar with a lot of things that you're doing, and I even saw it in your game day operations. And for instance, your players, this is what I'm told, your players come up to the stadium at home, they park in a specific area, they get bussed over, and then they walk through the fans to go into the stadium in suit and tie. That's what I saw yesterday. That's just a stroke of brilliance. That's a stroke of brilliance because I'm sitting here going, boy, whoever implemented this is incredibly smart because the players are walking into the locker room, looking into the eyes of these fans that have come there for them. And then the fans get the personal touch, even though there's going to be 50, 60, 70,000 people there.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Glenn. It's a great idea. And I think it comes through every single idea that comes from the club. It's just brilliant from the marketing department. You know the front office people. I think they are true heroes in this town because what they have done. We came here and already 25,000 people already bought their season ticket. So and they didn't have a coach. They didn't have Almiron. They didn't have the players. They didn't even have a jersey. And I think that's part of the front office, and we got to give them credit. It's just amazing what they have done, led by Darren Nils. I think he brought some great ideas, and it's doing a great job. Having an ownership like Arthur Blank, it helps because he's a hometown hero, and with a reason, because he really, really loved the community of Atlanta. And the community of Atlanta love him back. So whatever he touched, or whatever he's involved, I think the community is backing his action.
Yeah, that's great insight there. All right, so playing style. This is obviously a big part of the success, too. There's all these factors that go into this. It is a pressing game. It is attractive. It is about scoring goals, and it doesn't change on the road. So take us into this playing style of Atlanta United and the confidence that you guys have on the road. You've won 10 road games, 32 points on the road. That is remarkable to me. And you have kind of passed on to me that a lot of that is about attitude as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Glenn, because that was the toughest habit that we tried to implement within the roster. And it's really tough because I play MLS as well. And you know that when you fly 5 hours to L.A. from Dallas, it's like in the air that, oh, get a good result here, or you fly to Boston, or even Houston, or different aspects of the field that everybody considers, the flying, if you're tired, if the weather, if it's going to be too cold, if it's going to be artificial turf. Basically, everybody goes around the excuses that you need to have if you don't get the 3 points. And becoming a culture, that's becoming a culture, or became a culture at the time. I think that was the toughest habit that we implemented within the team. Because for us, there is no weather, there is no artificial turf, there is no natural grass, there is no high, 1 mile high altitude, there is nothing if you really believe that you can dominate the game in any field with your playing style. If you know what you're doing, if you keep possession of the ball, if you make the other team tired, if running behind the ball, running, chasing the ball, if you know that you can dominate the game against any opponent, it becomes a habit, and you do it away, you do it at home. And I think that was the greatest achievement that we have. I think last year when we started to see those symptoms that you don't win or you don't play away like you play at home, we need to take a hand on it. We need to do something. And I think this year showed that we were heading the right direction, right?
Dario, is it true that, you know, when we look at Jeff Larenowitz or we look at Michael Parkhurst, and I've had conversations with Michael, that his game has had to change as a center back based on this playing style of Atlanta United, a higher line. He's in more one-on-one situations. He's not a young guy anymore, and he's handled it incredible. And so is Larenowitz. Is it fair to say that Tata Martino has helped stretch and expand their game over the age of 30 now into other areas that maybe they weren't into before?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know that coaching is everything. In the United States, normally, you and I lived through soccer for the last 20 years here, or last 15 for me. And we see the changes. And when Beckham came, and the facilities get better, the crowd gets better, the people understand a little bit more of soccer. But something that didn't change was the coaching. The coaching was the same style, and it didn't progress as the league, or it didn't evolve as the league evolved. And that was not the best interest of the player, not for the best, didn't benefit the player. Having great coaching staff and the great coach is the one who is going to make that team or individual players evolve. And this is what they really want for their career. They want to come to a team and where they learn to play soccer again sometimes, if you ask last year some players in interview, because we read everything, what they said, it was like, I'm 32 and I'm learning soccer all over again. And that's fantastic because that dynamic keep motivating players over 30 to extend their career. And also they extend their soccer brain. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Yeah, remarkable. I'm looking at your career in front of me. Played in some big clubs. Belgrano, River Plate, Deportivo Cali, you played 66 times there. Newell's Old Boys, you played at the same club as Tata Martino. This is a remarkable career you had. You appeared over 400 times, Dario. That's a lot of games. How's the body at 43?
Well, it's not good. To be honest.
Isn't that good?
I didn't run a mile in the last 6-7 years. I tried to take care of the diet, but not so much because I like barbecue a lot.
I like your honesty, though. I love your honesty.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. I always tease my wife. And I say, well, baby, I'm over 40. I know you. I don't look like when I was a player, but you know what? I love you more than ever. It's like you becoming more caring. Absolutely. But, yeah, it was a great career. It was unbelievable ride. Ended in FC Dallas, my club in MLS, for 5 years. I love the people there. And someday I want to come back, and the best way to say thank you is to take that team to championship or great achievement. It's something that I would love to do. But my way to say thank you is to the entire MLS, because I have an American wife, American kids, and I wanna keep being part of this soccer growing movement in America. I consider myself a part when I was a player, when I was a general manager in a team in second division. I was a co-founder of Armada in Jacksonville. I went through agent trying to bring some American players to the league. And now as assistant coach and coming back to MLS has been fantastic. So the only thing I want to do in life, at least the professional life, is to be a coach, be a great leader, and to give a leave a legacy and change soccer structure as we did in Atlanta United the last 2 years.
No, and there's no doubt. You want to be a Major League Soccer head coach one day. And by the way, Dario appeared 100 times for FC Dallas. I would think with your background, your history, boy, you have seen the game managed and coached many ways. You're working side by side with just a fantastic manager. And with all your talents and all your experiences, my assumption is you want to be an MLS coach one day or a coach somewhere, head coach.
Absolutely, absolutely. And hopefully it's in the United States. You know, it's I don't want to leave the country. I want to be able to keep living in this country and keep living through soccer, because this is my life, my passion. But like you said, having a mentor like Tata, all the coaching staff, Jorge Taylor, Manuel Alfaro, Rodolfo Paladini, and Damian Silvero, they are world-class coaching staff. I've learned a lot, but hopefully it pay off, you know, hopefully it pay off. Hopefully I can be a great head coach and make Tata and all the coaching staff proud.
Dario, thank you so much. Best of luck in Toronto. Just really love the insight tonight. I'm sure my listeners love this. And let's get you on real soon. I'd love to get you back on in 2 weeks or so, 2-3 weeks, if you're available.
Hopefully when we go through the playoff, absolutely, because you're going to bring – I'm going to tell Tata that you're bringing so much luck to our to our team. So we're going to try to have Tata an interview as well.
That's awesome. Thank you, Dario. We much appreciate it.
You got it. You got it, Glenn. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Dario Sala. Amazing career he's had, but also That story I told you before the interview where he drives down from Dallas 5 hours, tracksuit on, gets out of the car, coaches kids for 2.5 hours, jumps back in the car. Incredible. But he is a part of everything that's going on down at Atlanta United right now. So our thanks to Dario for coming on the show here tonight.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.